ahead and open to receive information on House Bill 5053, the Board of Tax Practitioners, from Dallas. Dallas, would you take us through the information that you provided us this morning, please?
Okay. Well, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have received the cash flow projections from the agency that was requested. They are projecting through the old 305 to be in a positive cash balance. The lowest ending projected balance for a month would be about $20,000, the highest about $120,000, and that was after receipt of dues. Their biennial operating budget is, after adjustments that you approve, is about $845,000. So they are not sitting on a sizable chunk of change. They are, this last biennium, they had to actually borrow short-term, and that was because of some staff leaving and the like. We had to pay off for accrued vacation. They were caught with a cash crunch, and they went to the short-term fund and borrowed and repaid that. So I don't think they're sitting on excessive cash reserves. The cash flow projections show that they don't expect now have to borrow again in the upcoming biennium. You also have my recommendations before you. I would be happy to go through them with you just briefly.
Okay, let me just ask this relative to the cash flow and looking at the lowest of the ending balances, that's about $17,000. If we take an $845,000 total expenditure limitation during this particular biennium and divide that by 24 months, that's about 35 months. So you'd only have about a half a month pre-board in March of 04, March, April 04. Is that basically what they're projecting?
That is correct, sir.
Dallas, one thing that I have, and we did hear a presentation this morning from Susan Morgan relative to the health licensing boards. One thing that I'd asked yesterday, and Representative Patridge was in the meeting, is there probably ought to be some kind of a standard method of licensing folks in the state of Oregon, those folks who have privileged licenses. And I know that in the RADTEX a few years ago, we went ahead and RADTEX will cost me.
Big time, because I don't even know what it means.
The radiological technicians, I believe. I better.
Yeah, that's a bucker easily. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I put this in knowing full well, Representative Johnson, that you're going to make a fairly substantial donation with me when we get all done with this whole program.
Just to settle up, sort of the reconciliation donation.
The grand reconciliation before that great dreadful day of the coming.
Okay.
But the radiological technicians that had tried to work out a program, I think it was a 36-month program, and it was just filled with all sorts of holes and problems. One of the things that we really need to do with all of these licensing boards, state licensing boards, is to move them to some kind of a program where, number one, licensing is on a biennial basis, and number two, that it would be in the birth month, and if you're born in an even year, then you would relicense in an even year, and if you're born in an odd year, then they'd be relicensing an odd year on your birth month. And then with the possibility that all of the licenses that are issued like this could be issued out of a common location. The concern I've got is exactly what we've got right here, and that is it appears that we've got some months where we've got 5 months worth of operation and others where we've got just about a half a month of operation. So, Representative Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Following on that line of reasoning, it seems that for some of these boards that are granting privilege licenses, to have a standard set of expectations for practitioners, I keep seeing us sort of veering in and out of making certain requirements. For example, bills, substantive bills that have come through that talk about background checks or whether or not their taxes are all paid up or whether or not fingerprints are required. And I don't know to have a set of so disparate qualifications. And I know they have to be unique to the profession, but some minimum standards that would apply to all of them.
I think that's an excellent excellent observation, because we are one at a time granting fingerprint and criminal background check authority to some of these agencies, while others do not have such a clearance. So I think that we really probably ought to have a work group put together in the interim to go ahead and begin the process of making uniform those licenses in Dallas. I think that would be something that legislative fiscal could assist us in discussing, because many of these things are heard here, and that's why I have asked for this kind of a cash flow analysis. And then the co-chairs recently asked about all of the cash flows of the independent agencies here. So, Representative Johnson, thank you very much for that information, and we will we'll work with legislative fiscal. Follow up, Representative Johnson.
Could I add one other piece to that? If an interim group is formed, to make sure that the sanctions are uniform and enforceable, because in some instances I think you have a built-in incentive for scoff laws to the sanctions are not adequate to the failure to license, and in other cases they may be excessive.
And the licensing access itself is important too.
Yeah.
Representative Patridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to see a comparison chart, and it might be helpful to just send an email out to the boards and licensing commissions that basically provides the template for a spreadsheet that has those unique qualifications to their profession, those non-unique qualifications that are general, what their enforcement provisions are, whether they're criminal or civil, and what their how they collect their licensing. Currently, mm-hmm. whether they collect it annually, biannually, birthdays, whatever. If we could just put those broad categories in there, then we could have a template to work
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Actually see
that's
a comparison, good. And if we could do that now, I mean, I don't think it's a lot of time for the agencies to do it. If you send out a... Dallas is looking at me.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, with all due respect, we're right in the midst of trying to wrap up the budget, and for us to put that together, I think it would best be something that could be a poster in the interim.
Right, and I do recognize, Representative Patridge, you've got a good handle on that, because I think we've just seen in the last couple of days the staff measure summaries coming through to allow naturopaths the opportunity to go ahead and request information and do so legally from their various members. So, I mean, one at a time, those agencies are gathering various bits, chunks, and pieces of, and it would certainly help the whole process of the adjudication and the program that we have with the Shetterly's not the trial court administrators, but the
hearings officers
panel. If all of those rules were uniform, you wouldn't have as much training and background on each one of those licenses. Probably a couple dozen licensing agencies, I think.
If I may, Mr. Chair, I'd like to add on my comment earlier that I think a survey would be real useful. I think that past experience has shown that if we put one together quickly and it's fairly broad, the responses are not anything that we had expected. They tend to be all over the place.
Okay.
So I think that's why I suggested an interim where we can carefully craft what we're looking for and design the template. And so
I think Representative Patridge could come up with a template fairly rapidly relative to the authorities and so forth. Representative Johnson?
It might also be useful, as the scope of this is growing while we talk about it, to have DAS included. I just keep thinking about listening to Mr. Weeks discussing his role as Chief Operating Officer, and it seems to me that there's a role for DAS to help pull this material together as well. The burden shouldn't fall on LFO to do the survey of the agencies. I also would like to add to the laundry list of things that we're looking at is on the survey some indication that each one of these boards has in place proper protections for the confidentiality of the information being returned from the people that are required to submit it. That seems to be a growing area of concern, and at least some indication that adequate protections are in place to keep information conference.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Representative Johnson. Dallas, please continue on with your workup on House Bill 5053, Board of Tax Practitioners.
Okay, we have, Mr. Chairman, you have before you my recommendations. Before I start, I should like to point out, we like to get on record the fact that we have reviewed the performance measures at some length with this agency, and we'll include that in the budget report that the performance measures have been reviewed. And for the record, we would encourage the agency to continue to work on those and try to meet them, knowing that they're still, it's an iterative process. The four recommendations we have are to, the agency is entirely underfunded, so the first one is to reduce the other funds limitation by $7,684. This is for the inflation adjustment to take it down to zero. Second recommendation is to reduce the limitation by $23,777 for the salary freeze and to recognize the downward classification of the director's position. Since we last met, they have reclassed downward their director's position.
I'm sorry, Representative Johnson is recognized.
Mr. Chair, a question of staff. This came up yesterday and was the subject of some debate in the building. Whether or not for these other fund agencies the salary freezes also contemplate a freeze in merit and COLA, what all is contemplated so that we don't have disparities between other fund agencies that we're making an effort within the Ways and Means process to not only treat the general fund agencies and the other fund agencies with respect to compensation equitably, but also make sure that there's not disparity among the other fund agencies.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, they're subject to exactly the same freeze that the general fund. There will be no COLAs and no merits for positions from 24 and above, is it? Range 24 and above. No step increases and no COLAs. Other fund, federal fund, general fund.
I just want to make sure they're equitable.
Yes.
Okay, Dallas.
Okay. The third recommendation is to reduce the limitation by $3,799 for the reduction in the Attorney General's rate. This reflects the reduction from $109 to $98. And the last one was to reduce the limitation by $803 for reduction in DAS assessments. This is a very small agency. The impact of the reductions of the department. I will write a check to the piggy bank at the end of it. The net effect of these is to reduce the other funds expenditure limitation from the requested $880,958 to a recommended $844,895. There was also discussion in the subcommittee about the possibility of combining the operations of this board with the Board of Accountancy for efficiency. We have crafted a budget note, which you have attached. It was reviewed by the chair, and it has been approved by one of the co-chairs. And this budget note, because we can't direct the agency to work with another, we could, but it would be less effective, I think. This one recommends that the audit committee conduct the review to see whether there would be efficiencies and to report to the 73rd Legislative Assembly if the audit committee chooses to take this assignment upon itself. And if the review indicates that it would be beneficial to combine the activities, then to come forward with draft legislation that would affect that. So this budget note has been approved, like I said, by one of the co-chairs, and the other co-chair was out ill yesterday afternoon, so we have no reason to think that Representative Miller will not approve this. So I hope this budget note is responsive to your concerns about the...
Are there any concerns with regard to the budget note? This is an issue which we have talked about in the past. We have two boards doing very substantially the similar things with regard to accounting and with regard to taxation. One group of folks does taxation and accounting, and the other does accounting and taxation. So therein lies one of the major differences. So, but there are some licensing issues, and there are some levels of licensure and training and continuing education that are of concern to both agencies. I know the Board of Accountancy has resisted this. I'm not sure that the Board of Tax Practitioners appreciates it very much either, but it's an issue that we really need to have someone at the perhaps Legislative Audit Committee level look at in the interim. with that, we will go ahead and get a co-chair then. And we'll stand at ease. Karen? we'll come back on the record, and we will now open a work session for House Bill 5053, the Board of Tax Practitioners. We've heard the recommendation of Legislative Fiscal with the acknowledgement that we have reviewed the performance measures with the Department and as a subcommittee, and have encouraged the Department to continue to proceed and progress with the performance measurements. We've also heard the recommendations 1 through 4 relative to the reductions in other funds expenditures limitation, reducing the total amount to $844,895. Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, I would move amended House Bill. You want to do the amendment
first? An amendment first.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we amend House Bill 5053 on line 5, section 1, delete the amount $880,958 and insert $844,895.
You've heard the motion. Is there any objection to that amendment? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. I think Representative Patridge may just be outside if you'd like to come in.
He is.
Okay. Okay. Representative Johnson?
Mr. Chair, I would move amended House Bill 5053 to the Full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
You've heard the motion. Representative, or Senator Devlin.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, Representative Johnson's motion, of course, it includes all of the individual staff recommendations that have been presented to us and the budget note.
And the budget note. They do indeed.
Thank you, Mr. Senator Devlin. They my motion absolutely includes that.
And you've, with that, with the budget note, recognizing that the budget note is to go to the co-chairs for final initialing off, too. You've heard that recommendation with that amplification. Thank you, Senator Devlin. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. We will then close the work session on House Bill 5053, Board of Tax Practitioners. And carriers for the Board of Tax Practitioners. Okay. Representative Johnson and the House and the Full Ways and Means, and Senator Winters and the Senate. Thank you very much. With that, we will close general government. You have your agendas on your placemat today.
Yeah. Yeah.